Baha'u'llah cannot accept inactive soldiers. Naturally, we cannot. We cannot have observers anymore. I say, we can have three categories, friends, of believers. First group are those Baha'is, devoted, believers of God. They are a group of the Baha'is that they decide what to do for the faith. They say, I am ready to serve the cause of God if the Baha'is realize that I am good to be made member of the local assembly. Of course, no one will say like that, naturally, because we Baha'is are wise meanwhile. But when they give the report of the election of the local spiritual assembly, one may say, very good, very good. But we have more active Baha'is also. He's referring to himself. It means they didn't recognize, they didn't realize that I am there. They decide. They say, I am ready to serve the faith if condition. If it is only Haziratul Quds committee, Wednesday, 5 to 7 o'clock, I'm sorry, provided Mrs. So-and-so is not the member. But I serve the faith. I tell you, friend, that's again too late. We need other type of believers. Those active believers who say, I am at your service. I am at your disposal. Use me. If he goes to the National Spiritual Assembly of India and say, I am a physician, doctor, with this many years of experience, and the National Spiritual Assembly says, thank you very much, but you know what we need? We need a watchman for the Mashrugul Askar. And he will say, really? I am at your service. That's the need. That's the need of the time. We need Baha'is, soldiers, ready to listen what the generals say. That's the time. But still I go further. We have another category of the believers. Superior, higher, top, on the horizon of devotion. They don't want name, they don't want position, no station, no fame, nothing. Absolute sacrifice, devoted lovers. They don't have their own name. Example of sacrifice. That's the type of the soldiers of Baha'u'llah that we need. Not only sacrificial services, but beg Baha'u'llah, beseech him in their prayers, enable me to sacrifice myself in thy path. I don't want any name. Follow beloved Master Abdul Baha, that type of believers. I call them true lovers, true lovers. When I was too young, a few years back, I started reading the books, history, writings, and I was excited. You know, I discovered, maybe I am wrong. Enough, if I am wrong, please, friends, don't correct me. I was thinking that, discovered, that in the history of the faith, we have two types of believers. Even in the writings, tablets of Baha'u'llah, Abdul Baha, we are divided into two groups. You know, one group I discovered are wise people, wise Baha'is, everything according to the wisdom. Intelligence, calculation, considering consequences, result of it, effect of it, why? 101. Why? How? Very good. They're wonderful. I call them wise people. Ughala. And we need them really. They're wonderful. And then in the other hand, lovers, true lovers. And I discovered that we have several tablets addressed to them, to the lovers, in different tone, different way addressed. To people like me, to be very wise or trying to be wise, it is addressed, oh friends of God, Yaron Elohi, oh believers of this great dispensation, although friends of Baha, yes, wonderful station, the aim of life is achieved, friends of God. But then I discovered there are other group. They are called lovers. Oh, devoted lovers. Oh, true lovers of Baha'u'llah. Even sometimes, beloved master and guardian call them true lovers. May my life be sacrificed for them. May my life be sacrificed. Lovers. This is highest. This is horizon of a station that a believer will reach to. We need true lovers. I always tell my beloved friends in India, our relationship with Baha'u'llah is not simply and merely relationship of the master with his students. It's not relationship of kind father and children. It's not relationship only of creator and creatures. No, it's much, much beyond that. Our relationship with Baha'u'llah is simply one word, love. He is beloved and we are lovers. One relationship only, love. He wants us to be true lovers. And he calls himself, I am the beloved. And in his hidden word says, I am the only beloved. And I want to be the only beloved. No one else. True lovers. How can we understand that we are true lovers? It's very difficult. My Baha'i teacher, when I was in the cradle of the faith, used to tell us, it's easy to find out. So many measurements we have. If you have fever, you put thermometer and you understand. If you want to measure, you will say, 2 meters, 3 feet, how many kilos? But for love of Baha'u'llah, there is no measurement. I don't think there is any thermometer so far. I suggest that you think about it. Maybe it is possible. But to put in the mouth of the Baha'is and find out what is their devotion. Wow. We don't have really. He was telling us it is so difficult. Even to judge about our own devotion and our faith is difficult. But in the hidden words, Baha'u'llah gives the way. And he gives the standard. He said, if you are true lover, ask for sacrifice and calamities and tests. Ask for it. Beseech it. And I'll give it to you. He said, this is the sign of true lover. A true lover will beseech God to accept his sacrifice. To give his life. He asked for tests and trials and difficulties and calamities. He never cries, but he begged Baha'u'llah. He locked himself in a room and begged his beloved, beloved, shower on me tests and trials. I want to sacrifice everything. That's the sign. And I was reading Dawnbreakers when I was young. And I was moved by the stories of the history of the faith. God passes by. And I was thinking, Baha'u'llah, why the Dawnbreaker is closed? Why not one more chapter? Why not second volume of Dawnbreakers? What happened? Why heroic age is over? So pity. It's great to be informative age. But that day of love and devotion and sacrifice and excitement, the time of Tawarik al-Ratlain, the time of Mullah Hussein, why it's over, why it is closed, why we are becoming wise, why the number of wise men is increasing and lover is reducing, why? Praise to God. Baha'u'llah answered our prayers. In this formative age, we enter the fourth epoch of the formative age. And Baha'u'llah said, look here, is the heroic age and formative age linked together. Look at the cradle of the faith. Look at the countries that are opposing the cause of God. The Baha'is having another chance to be heroes of the faith. We are tasting the beauty of heroic age. We are fortunate. We are blessed. We are in formative age. But Baha'u'llah gives the taste and beauty of heroic age to us. I'll tell you one story. I'll try to finish it quickly. I read in the history, there were two brothers in Isfahan, very rich. Nayyar and Sinan. The elder brother Nayyar, Janab Nayyar, outstanding teacher of the faith, both of them, very rich. They had a big house, those days a palace, beautiful Persian carpets. People would come and stand to come and see them with the excuse of greeting them. They wanted to watch and see the furniture of the house. They had a big and beautiful samovar, we call it, the instrument to make tea in it, to come and see how rich they are, these two brothers. And they accepted the faith. They became Baha'is and everything lost. They opposed them, persecuted them. The house was taken away. All their belonging and possession, everything. And they asked for it. They asked for sacrifice and Baha'u'llah is given to them. Everything was taken away. They left their hometown. They came to Tehran. Both of them continued teaching. Nayyar, an old man, didn't have a shelter to live in. The spiritual assembly of Tehran is given small room in the Haziratul Quds of Tehran for Janab Nayyar, the teacher of the faith, to have his fireside. Every night he had fireside. Every night, an old man and sick in single room. One night, a lady, Jew background, but power of Baha'u'llah, making all of us members of one family, she suddenly thought, let me go and see how Nayyar is having his food. How this old man, the teacher of the faith, is living. She went to the Haziratul Quds. She opened the room door. And she cried out. In astonishment, she cried. And she asked, Janab Nayyar, what are you doing? Because she saw Nayyar having a piece of old dried bread in his hand, breaking it into small pieces, putting in a glass of water and eating. She shouted, Janab Nayyar, what are you doing? And Nayyar gently answered, I am having my dinner. That's it. And it's recorded in the history of the faith. She was so moved, but she didn't dare to say anything. She knew that she cannot bring out money and give to the hand of Nayyar. She can't with the command and risk of Nayyar. She cannot. She had a little money tied in her handkerchief. She removed it slowly without Nayyar noticing it. She pushed it under his pillow with the hope that Nayyar will see it and take it and use it. After a few days, Janab Nayyar passed away. Baha'is came for funeral. She was the first one to rush to the room. She removed the pillow to see whether Nayyar has used it. To her astonishment, the money was left as it was. Not a penny of it was used. Not a penny of it. Maybe Nayyar didn't need it. Maybe Nayyar never saw it. Maybe Janab Nayyar didn't want to touch it. Maybe he didn't want. And he left this world with absolute detachment and sacrifice. We had these kinds of eyes. Praise to God. Number of devoted believers is increasing. I tell you, friends, the last story. 6 years back, I came to Delhi. Mashal Scar Committee told me that you are going to meet the man who donated the site for the temple, Ardashir Rustampur, a Zoroastrian background Baha'i. Tell him that Mashal Scar Committee is inviting him to come and see that the work of Mashal Scar is started. The house of worship of subcontinent is established. He has given whatever he had. I met this gentleman in several occasions. He told me that when beloved guardian permitted us to buy the site for the temple, whatever I had, I have given. I sold up my shop even. And he said before that, whatever was in the counter, the small box I had, I collected, I went to the bank, and withdrawing everything, and I have given to beloved guardian. And I said, this is for the temple site. And he accepted it with blessing. And he is the only man who bought this land, Ardashir Rustampur. And he was absolutely illiterate. He couldn't read and write. He couldn't read his name even. He couldn't write at all. But devoted, strong pillar of the faith. And beloved guardian accepted his donation. They told me in Delhi, when you go and meet him, first you present this beautiful wall calendar, picture of temple on it. Give it to Mr. Ardashir Rustampur and tell him, please come to Delhi, you will be our guest. We pay for your return ticket and you will be our guest in Delhi. But come and see how construction of the mother temple of Indian subcontinent is started. I accepted willingly. I went, morning, I went to him. And I presented the calendar to him. He kissed the calendar. He saw the picture and lighted. To my surprise, he put the calendar under his pillow. I said, you know where this is? This is a wall calendar. Hang it there to see. He said, no. I want early morning when I get up, the first thing I look at be the temple of India. I want to see that first. Then I told him, Janab Ardashir, the Mashal Scar Committee invited you and they paid for your return ticket to come and see that how work started. He puzzled for a while. He turned to me and said, go and tell them that my coming to Delhi and see the temple doesn't help the progress of construction. How much is the ticket fare? I said, few thousand rupees. He said, tell them, give that to the temple fund, let the construction continue. My coming is not required. We have two lovers. We have so many of them. He died and he never saw the temple. But I am sure he is with us. It is mentioned in several occasions, Ardashir Rustampur is with us. And he is watching the progress of the faith. This type of devotion. I am sure that 8,000 devoted true lovers of Baha'u'llah are sitting here. Beloved friends, I was traveling in India and in Asian countries, encouraging the believers, friends, contribute to the temple fund, telling them what I have learned when I was student in Baha'i classes in Iran. I learned from my Baha'i teacher always telling us, don't miss the opportunities. You know, beloved guardian appealed to the world, contribute to the shrine of the Bab. He was constructing shrine of the Bab and asking the believers, urging them to contribute. We have received signed by beloved guardian of 25 paisa contributed by individual believers, and beloved guardian signed the receipt and sent to them. But he was encouraging the believers, contribute. Shrine of the Bab is under construction. And our teacher was telling us, but when shrine was completed, it was over.